Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I had a wonderful weekend in Tacoma, Washington. Shout out to the staff, the club, the fans. A lot of American Vandal, Corolla, ALN fans, which was fucking dope. And a lot of new fans, hopefully, that were made from some pretty killer shows. That club is top-notch. Adam Norwest and the fam do a great job running that club. Great staff. Thank you to everyone that came out. I can't wait to come back. This next week, I am doing shows up around L.A. And then December 20th through the 23rd, I'll be in Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv for five shows, Thursday through Sunday, Tempe Improv, Tempe, Arizona. Bringing Sandy Danto and Avery Pearson with me. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams still on vacay, so his tour dates will be postponed for a minute. But all those tour dates at AdamRayComedy.com and BradWilliamsComedy.com. Today's episode is maybe one of the fucking funniest episodes we've ever had. Nonstop laughs from top to bottom. We did it live from the Comedy Works Downtown Club in Denver, Colorado, which I will be headlining February 20th through the 22nd. Downtown Comedy Works, Denver, Colorado. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. This podcast was so fucking fun. Our guests were John Heffron and Josh Blue, both last comics standing contestants. John Heffron, I believe, won the first season. They both, you know, been on The Tonight Show, Comedy Central. Just two of the best, funniest, fucking strong comics in the game. And what a treat to get them both for this live podcast. We just laughed nonstop. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And the recording was so crisp and so good. So really got the picked up the audience well. So have a blast listening to this episode. Follow Josh at Josh Blue Comedy. Follow John at John Heffron. Me at Adam Ray Comedy. Brad Williams Comic. At ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Tweet at us. Let us know how you liked the episode. And email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. What episodes you like, how you get into the pod, where you listen to it, your favorite eps. And maybe we'll read those emails on air and give you a chance to win some free merch. Like Ninja Osofio. Osofio. How do you say Ninja Osofio. I think that's how you say it. He sent an email saying, watch The Degenerates a few minutes ago. Didn't realize that Brad had a special on it. Between his specials and the podcast, he's absolutely amazing. Adam, I'm so bummed I missed you in Fort Worth. Love listening to you guys every week. I spent a ton of my day at work listening to podcasts ever since I heard you guys on Bert's podcast. It was amazing. Keep it up, and thank you for all the amazing free content. Brad, that story about your wife head-kicking that guy was amazing. Well, you're just in luck, dude, because I'm going to be back in Dallas at Hyenas the end of January. So come out, see a show, all right? Another fan email we got was my show in Tacoma this past weekend. Hey guys, I was so stoked to see Adam killing it in Tacoma and meet you after the show. I mentioned being a fangirl of the pod and said to send you a picture of all of us together. Already love my Shania Twain shirt. That actually does impress me quite a bit, how soft and cool it is. But thanks again for such a great show and your amazing crowd work that took care of the distracting couple sitting next to us. That comes from Colleen Callahan, Tacoma, Washington. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for listening to the pod. And send us your address, guys. We'll get you some ALN merch. All right? Of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. 5-star rating. Comment on the iTunes page. It takes 2 seconds and helps us climb the charts. A lot of great eps coming up. Willie Garson, Jason Robert Brown. Of course, this live episode. And then we got the best ofs to close out 2018, which is such a fun collection of guests. This year was... Man, we keep topping each year, but this one was pretty fucking extraordinary. So those best of ALNs will be coming out, I think, the last 2 weeks of December. So make sure you got those ready to go. She-Ra, again, is streaming on Netflix, as is American Vandal. Go watch those. Go watch Brad's special on Netflix. The Degenerates, come out and see me on tour. I've got tour dates booked up all through March and April, as does Brad. Come out and see us live. I'll be on Adam Carolla on December 18th. Oh, and I'll be on Your Mom's House podcast on December 13th. I record that. Sorry, December 11th. I go hang out with Christina Pazitsky and Tom Segura, do Your Mom's House. I'm sure that'll drop sometime this week. Also, there's a movie I'm in coming out called The Second Act with Jennifer Lopez and Selena Gomez. And I got a little part in it. Comes out, I think, mid-December. I'm going to the premiere in New York in a couple weeks. That should be a blast. So go see that when it comes out, The Second Act. It's J-Lo. It's me. What more can you ask for? More, probably. A lot more. But shit, don't be greedy. It's the fucking holidays. It's me and J-Lo in a movie. Go see it. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live from the Comedy Works in downtown Denver with Josh Blue, John Heffron, Brad Williams, and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast. Dinner or breakfast, Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Denver, Colorado, how the hell are we?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you guys for coming out to the Live About Last Night podcast here at probably the best comedy club in the country, the
For
Comedy
sure.
Works, everybody.
Yeah, give it
this
up.
This is where, this is your club.
This is your home.
Yeah, they're tired of the theme song. You can cut that out. It is exciting. We're very excited to be here. Thank you guys so much for coming. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We have two amazing guests on the show. We have John Heffron's going to come out a little later, and your very own Josh Blue. Denver's own. That's right. There's going to be a midget and palsy on the stage at the same time.
Finally!
Thanks, Obama. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Everybody gets to talk.
Yeah. So we just got here, and we flew in, and already I'm feeling your altitude. Or as someone told me, now I have the altipoops. Is that a real thing?
What is that?
Well, first of all, the altipoops sounds like the greatest a cappella troupe of all time. But they're not. That's when you are not used to altitude. You come here and then you get the diarrhea.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And that's hard for me because when you gotta go and the toilet's too high, I gotta get like a running start. You know, and I
get somebody to open the door for you.
Yeah, I gotta like Fallsbury flop like on. Drink
Gross.
Four for your very first Fallsbury flop reference. But yeah,
you flew here Southwest.
I flew here on Southwest
Good
because my career is banging right now, and I will tell you this: I got to do something on the Southwest flight today that I have never gotten to do, but always wanted to. Because Southwest doesn't give a fuck.
I love when the stewardesses will do stand-up comedy in the opening.
Oh god!
Like when you get that flight attendant that's like that tries to make a joke about buckle your seatbelt, but if you don't know how to do that, well, you shouldn't even be here.
Slow clap. Yeah,
great, thanks. Thanks, Tyson.
All right, we're gonna get ready for your flight to Lost Wages. I mean Las Vegas.
Oh man, these guys are good.
Oh, they're killing. So,
yeah, you're praying for the plane to go down at that point.
Yeah, at that point, you're just like praying for death.
God, yeah, this is how it's going to end.
So I didn't want that to happen, and one of the flight attendants recognized me. He had seen the Netflix special, The Degenerates, and recognized me. So he's like, yeah, do you want to do the announcements? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to do the announcements.
That's weirdly like a secret dream of every, right? Like, it's just something you feel like you'll never get the chance to do.
Yes, and I had a little anger in my heart because when I was boarding the plane, we flew out of Burbank, California. Now, do not cheer for that shit. No, because while we were boarding the plane, I saw someone with one of those emotional support dogs, and the dog just shit right in the boarding area. Just shit.
Yeah.
And
taking advantage of his power.
Yeah. And then the owner was just looking down like, yeah, but the dog shit. Somebody better clean that up. Yeah, you, asshole. All right? It's your dog. All right? Yeah. Like, how would you like it if I put on a shirt that said emotional support dwarf and just ran up to your girlfriend and like did a little mugshot right in the face? Like, emotional support. Yeah. Who's going to clean this up? Yeah.
Wait, what would be your reason for doing that before you get on the plane?
Oh, I mean...
This makes me more comfortable to fly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, because that's how I feel calm on planes. Yeah. You have your dog, I've gotta let one pop. Okay, like... That's my thing.
Wait, so how did it... You had never done it before. Did you have nerves?
Yes, nerves because... like you guys are here to see a comedy show. Your brains are tuned in to comedy, you know? Southwest, not tuned into comedy.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the people on the flight are tuned into maybe living another day. Like that. A lot of old guys. A lot of oxygen tanks. If like one dropped, we had a bomb right fucking there in the plane, okay? Like it was.
But now, could they see you, or were they just hearing a voice?
No, they could not see me, so all they hear is the voice, and you saw people, like, standing up.
Where the fuck is that coming from? I think I hear it, but I don't see anything.
Yeah, they're, like, looking at the front of the plane, looking at the back of the plane. They're looking at the emotional support dog. Like, is this Air Bud? Is he talking? Like, what is this?
Homeward Bound 2?
Oh, that's coming. Homeward Bound, the emotional support dog. It's fucking coming. But and then also I'm nervous because here I can say whatever I want as long as it's funny.
They have a script that you have to stick to. Mostly.
Yeah. And like they're like improvise. I'm like I don't think you've seen my comedy special. Yeah. You don't want me to improvise. You don't want to be like join the Mile High Club in the bathroom, but make sure you flush twice and don't worry. A good blanket can hide just about anything. Like, they don't want that shit. Yeah. And like there's a lot of old people that are like looking at me like I'm their grandson who's gonna play Hot Cross Buns for the very first time on the piano. Yeah. They're like and like some people see the dwarf walk up. They're like, oh, it's his make a wish to do this shit. Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah, but like, so they're thinking that, and they're like, wow, why didn't he choose like meet John Elway or something like that? Why did he choose
the Southwest announcements? What a shitty wish.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, good on you if you get that done.
Yeah, but. I mean, most kids want to flip the coin at the Super Bowl. I'm like, all I want to do is tell people where the inflatable slide is.
How shitty would that be if that was his wish, but he wanted to do it on like United, and they were like, no, we can get you Southwest.
Okay. It's my dream.
My dream.
So, I did it. I recorded it. It's up on the Twitter.
Yeah. It was great. You did a good job.
Yeah.
I don't think... look, they probably won't hire you or have you do it again, but...
Or will they?
Ooh, twist. You're looking at the newest Southwest Airlines flight attendant. No. No, listen, definitely not.
Listen, I could be a good flight attendant, okay? I don't... That... And how awesome would it be? Because one of the worst parts about the flight attendants is when they wake you up from sleeping. When you finally get to sleep, the flight attendant just walks by, shakes you, and goes, do you want a seltzer? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, fuck that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm never excited for what they wake me up for, you know?
No.
Wake me up if, like, the plane's going... Actually, don't wake me up if the plane's going down, you know?
Yeah, like, wake me up like that if it's something important. Like, if you're like, Jessica Alba's in 4F and she wants to bang you. It's like, fucking get me up.
Yeah, wake me up. Chicken Caesar wrap. I found another one in the back.
Just like, oh, we have pretzels. Fuck yourself, okay? But how badass would it be if it's a dwarf flight attendant, I wake you up, you wake up, you see a midget in front of you, and you're like, I'm still dreaming.
Yeah.
You're like, this is every fantasy.
Yeah.
Fuck the pretzels. I'm pretty sure he's going to give me an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah. Or you hide behind the drink cart and you just see one arm slowly raise up with a drink. And they're just like, what the fuck? How did he know I wanted that?
Yeah. Floating. Yeah, and I was also worried because in doing the announcements, like, if I act like I was on stage and I was like, put your fucking cell phones away. Like, if I said that, they would probably sue Southwest. Not me. You know, I'd be free and easy, but I have to remember, okay, it's Southwest. And so I just relied on my Disneyland training. It's not a joke. Used to work at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to.
Somebody has to protect the characters.
Exactly.
You did that.
That was my job.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of you were like, well, no, you were one of the seven.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're not wrong to think that, but...
That was your job.
No, who did you guard?
That was my job. I was a bodyguard for the characters.
Yeah.
So, like...
Because they do get, like, you know, harassed and
yeah.
you know,
some
people aggressively hug.
Yeah, aggressively hug. That's what Harvey Weinstein's going to say in his trial. I just aggressively hugged
her. It was just a hug.
Ah, she got
I wanted to say good job.
Yeah. Too soon? Yeah, so I used to work at Disneyland where you had to be very clean. In fact, to this day, and I have to think before I do this, I cannot point like a normal human being. Like, this is how you guys point. I think really hard to do this because I naturally point like this with two fingers because, like...
You are ready to be a flight attendant.
Exit. Right this way.
You were born to do it.
I was born to do it. Yeah, so to this day, I point like that because, like, pointing with one finger is offensive in one culture. So, like, Disney's like, you can't do it. So I would hang out with Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and I would protect them, okay? So every now and then a five-year-old's like, sign my book. And it's like, Mickey's not taking any pictures. Forearm shiver. Fuck him up, you know? Yeah. That, you know, that
you have to
job.
Do that.
So yeah, I was clean with the announcements. Now, I actually flew here, and he's in the audience right now. I flew here with my dad.
Give it up, Papa Williams.
Papa Williams.
Live in the flesh.
Yeah. And for those of you who saw my second special, Daddy Issues, this is the man who made cancer his bitch. Okay?
Yeah, baby. Yep.
Fuck it up. Shout out to the University of Irvine. Yeah, so, but now, my father, who is watching, so this is more notes for him, how to act on a plane, okay? Because my dad is a natural entertainer like me, and he likes to talk to people. So he sees this dude on the plane, and he just kind of leans over to him and goes, "Do you know who you look like?"
Nice.
Already a bad situation.
Yeah.
Already the guy's like, I don't know. And then...
Has he done this before?
It's one of his things. Dad Great. Likes to say, do you know who you look like Great. To a lot of people.
It's an icebreaker. I'll give yeah. you that.
And normally it's followed up with like, he if it's a woman, he'll pick some starlet from like his youth. So it's like, you look like Sophia Loren. You
oh,
know?
Good.
And then, you know,
so it's
like
not
that.
Like, you look like the lady from Botched. Yeah, because people don't want to hear that. So, well, who did he say?
Well, this was a bald guy, and he goes, "You look like," and he was trying to say, "Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti," but he couldn't think of the name.
Oh,
so
God.
All he said was, "You look like that creepy porn lawyer."
Even better.
And, oh, you're about man. To settle in for a flight, you know? Yeah. Midgets telling you what to do when the plane crashes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a 7-year-old guy just goes, creepy porn lawyer.
Anyway, have a good flight.
Yeah, and points at him. In the era of Me Too, he's like, don't say that shit. Like, don't look at me pointing and go, that's the creepy porn lawyer, you know? Like, I don't know, like, has anyone ever done that? Like, oh, do you know who you look like? And then said anything?
Yeah, I got Ray Romano once.
Oh!
Yeah, so then I just, that's exactly what I did.
Oh.
It was a really fucked up college dude on
Deborah.
The way to, yeah, I started doing that. I was like,
oh, you, what do you mean look like? I am!
And he was so fucked up, and he was like, you look so different! And then he, like, went to take a bunch of selfies with me.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I was just like, doing that and shit. He was like, Ray Romano's the man. What about you?
Well, I have the obvious ones. I have Wee Man every day of my fucking life.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I have Dinklage, and I'm like, he's 20 years older than me. So what is and way richer. And then I'm now getting a lot of Hornswoggle, who is a wrestler in WWE.
Yeah.
Said, but like, see. And I don't like that because, like, when it was Wee Man, guys would be like, you're Wee Man, so you would like it if I kicked you in the balls and tossed you in a shopping cart. And now people are like, oh, you're the wrestler. I can hit you with a folding chair. It's cool, right? But the one I got recently, and I got really kind of mad about it until I looked at it, the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Mac. See? The whole audience is like, fuck yeah, holy shit.
Now that you mention it.
So, like, I put a side-by-side up of us on my Instagram. It's my most liked photo in Instagram history. And now I'm like, all right, I got to reach out and get on an episode of, like, Always Sunny, where, like, someone put Mac in the dryer for too long.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, because you... Speaking of flying, you showed this story to me.
Yeah, so look, I think it's one of the benefits of flying is that you just have so much downtime at the terminal or on the plane and constantly, like, just reading, like, bullshit, you know, Facebook updates or news story. You know, like, one of my friends just posted that she got divorced on Facebook, which I'd never seen before. It's usually a place to, like, highlight and showcase, like, the highs.
Yeah.
But this was, like, you know, there's a picture of her and about 15 girls in front of the word divorced spelled out in balloon letters. And they were all flicking off the camera like, fuck you, motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
And
do you like that photo? Like,
I mean,
do you put the little sad face? Like,
well, I mean, yeah, there were a bunch of hashtags below the picture. It was like, hashtag next chapter, hashtag doing it my way this time, hashtag gotta find me a new man, hashtag Kim's next chapter, hashtag, you know, I put, you know, hashtag too many hashtags, you know, and no, it was supportive. It was also, the guy was so, you know, sometimes this guy was so roided out, and not that, like, you know, sometimes you meet a couple and you're like, this is not, you know, it's not gonna work. They were just too, you know, opposites attract, I guess, but also opposites are, you know, fucking opposites, you know. And they were just, he was so roided out, and, like, you know, people were like, what happened? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say she asked him to put the toilet seat down and he tried to throw the fridge at her head, you know, like, that's... So, like, I read that today, and then I read this story of a passenger on Delta Airlines that said his pilot on the flight used Grindr, the gay dating app, to hit on him.
Yeah.
The pilot did.
I can't imagine,
I mean, think about any, like, have you ever said more than thank you to a pilot, or...
Yeah, hey, good job.
Or one time I was really stoned and I got on a plane and I walked...
See, now he's on Grindr right now. And that's why he dropped the glass. He's like,
nervous,
look at those
penises.
Which is a new sitcom coming out next year on ABC Family. Look at those penises. Yeah. From the producers of That's My Tits comes... Look at those penises.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with penises.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so this this kid got... I mean, the most I've ever said to a pilot is... I was stoned once and I stumbled into the cockpit because the door was open.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I hope you guys got a lot of peanuts. And then they just, which I thought was funny, and then they just turn around and they go, what? And then it got real, and I was like, oh, I don't know. Have a good flight. And then just slowly, like, moonwalked backwards. So here's my question to you, Brad. Like,
all right.
If a pilot is on a dating app and hits on you, male or female, how do you respond? Because this dude, the pilot said, I see you're on my flight. And then they started to exchange messages, and there was a photo. The pilot did this from the cockpit.
I'm sure it was.
Okay. I walked right into that.
He's like, do you want to see the cockpit? You're like, yeah, I'll go see the controls. That's not what I'm talking about.
But I mean, like, do you think, is that, I don't know, is that inappropriate, or is that just like,
I mean,
man, it's his...
Yeah, but if it's the pilot, I mean, don't... Like, I don't think... I think we take pilots for granted. I think we just sit back there, the plane takes off, it lands. We don't realize the kind of training, the skill, the fact that he has your life in the palm... Or she has the life in the palm of their hand. Like, yeah, if the fucking pilot is like, I can use a handy up here to relax, it is your job as an American, all right? Go up there and you service that goddamn pilot like your life depends on it, because it does. All right?
Now, by the way, would you include that in the safety instructions if you are a flight attendant?
If the pilot gets distracted, a person will be required to, of the pilot's choosing, to run up and put the penis in their mouth. Don't forget the balls. He likes that. Yeah, this
is Southwest.
Yeah. Now... This story is kind of interesting for me about the pilot hitting on him with Grindr, because I have been on one Grindr date in my life.
What?
And this is not me coming out to my father in the audience. This is not how this is happening.
The marriage was a sham.
because it actually ties into how I met my wife, because I was doing a radio show in San Francisco, California. I did not know anyone there. So we thought up a bit to do on the radio called Tinder or Grindr, where I would flip a coin. Based on what it would land on, I would go on a Tinder date or a Grindr date to meet people in San Francisco. It landed on Grindr, and damn it, I commit to the bit. So he's a lovely man. His name is Ginger Bear. That's not a joke. He told me to refer to him as Ginger Bear and only as Ginger Bear. And he looked like exactly what you think. And I told him, I was like, hey, this is a radio bit. You know, this is not, I'm not looking for this. I'm straight as the day is long. And wow, straight as the day is long. Thank you, Mr. Born in 1941.
How long have you had that just locked and loaded?
Oh, I've been saying that since I was drinking sarsaparillas.
So I told him, like, nothing's going to happen. But then the dude, he was funny.
Yeah.
He bought me drinks.
Whoa.
He paid for the meal. And ladies, I feel for you now. I really do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm like, I think I owe this guy a little handy. You know? Which
you
is
do.
What you call a hand job from a midget. A little handy. And,
nice.
You know, I would have used a glove. That's not gay. Right? Like one of those grooming gloves you pet dogs with.
Is it?
It's got a little friction on it.
By the way, I don't know what's more fucked up, the fact that you said that or the fact that I envisioned a completely different glove. Like that my comic creative brain was like, oh yeah, one of those like motorcycle gloves with the fingers that you can put through the hole, you know? Like, so that you can still feel something.
Yeah, no, I would do that and then be like the scene from the 1980s movie The Wizard, where he's like, the power glove, it's so bad. Yeah. If you saw that movie, like five people got that reference.
Yeah.
And that's perfect for me. That's perfect for me. So so the guy hit on him via Grindr. Now,
yeah.
Did anything happen?
They're talking.
They're talking.
So they've elevated to the next stage, you know, maybe.
Well, good luck to the happy young couple.
Has anyone ever joined the Mile High Club?
Anyone?
You have, right?
Well,
for real?
They both raised their hands, so that wasn't like a past relationship. So I'm guessing it was you guys
what?
Together, together or separately? Okay, so separately. Wow.
She raised her hand first. Let's say, sweetheart, where did this happen?
I mean, in the sky, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, like in the bathroom and you're, yeah, for sure.
The bathroom.
I assume that, but I don't know. Like you strike me as the type. Yeah. See, you are so fucked up right now that I feel like I wouldn't put it past you to literally sit in the aisle and just fucking go to town. You know what I'm saying? Like, you strike me as somebody who is that type of chutzpah. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you brag about it to your friends? Like, you gotta try it. Okay. Good chat. Yeah. You know what? Just fucking send me an email tonight. Clearly, communication in public is not your strong suit. All right. Yeah. You guys ready to start the show? Make some noise. All right.
We're going to bring out our first guest. You've seen him from Last Comic Standing. You've seen multiple comedy specials. He is performing at the other Comedy Works Club here in Denver. So after this, go buy tickets, see his show. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Mr. John Heffron.
Yeah! Johnny, right there, baby. That's it over there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Coming out to the A-Team theme.
there it is.
Okay. Coming out to the A-Team theme. That was badass. Mr. John Heffron.
Guys, John Heffron. Let's make some noise, huh? Come on.
Yeah.
Live in the flesh.
And
I have not been in this club. This is the only club that ever banned me from drinking. I got booted from this club 10 years ago. That's why I perform where the old yuppies are.
At
the other one.
What'd you do to get banned from the club?
I drank more than you should.
Define more than you should.
Because
the bartender out there said you're done.
Oh, you got the tap out.
I just one last comic.
Yeah.
I'm balling.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm more kamikaze shot. And then they booted me.
They booted you.
And then they put me in a fake city by wherever that other place is. So I get none of this. It's a comedy club restaurant and built in rooms that just say for lease. That's all that's there.
It's an up-and-coming city.
And then a condo that they go, We didn't really rent them all, but just stay up there. It's kind of the whole place is yours.
So how do you plan on filling your day in a city like that where there's not a lot?
When I'm there, foraging for food.
Yeah.
Because there's a gas station. There's like a Sunoco station.
Right.
Yeah.
2 miles away from wherever they put you, and okay. you have to walk there, and then you get, you know, 5 hour energy and little Debbie's. You go, this will make I'll live till Monday. You mean?
Fun weekend.
Like yeah. usually here, people are like, want some weed? I'm at that place. I'm just like, do you have any like Doritos?
Under the back table.
Yeah,
the Doritos.
Can you just give me some food or something?
Well, John, I'm really glad you're here. We've been trying to get you on the podcast for a bit, and yeah. now when you're going to the, because I know you grew up in Detroit,
right?
So is like gas station food like upgrade? Like is that?
Oh my God! Wait a minute, what?
By the way, I'll be playing Mark Ridley's comedy class in Michigan coming up. Not now, after that joke.
No, it was when the Red Wings were winning, they gave us all free pretzels, so everybody got to eat
That's
from
awesome.
1994 to about 96.
It's a good run.
It's a good
yeah,
run.
We have pretzels. Yes, yes, we eat in Detroit. So yeah.
What is
And I have not seen you, by the way.
Yeah.
So let me, can I pitch them our movie idea?
Yes.
Oh
can
shit.
I, can
Honestly.
I tell them this story?
Yes.
Okay, so
oh
real
my God.
Quick. So I'm kind of a not kind of a prepper, I am a prepper.
He's a doomsday okay. prepper.
I am like I'm trying to invent if there's any venture capitalists here. I want to own a trapdoor company. Okay.
I'll take sentences I didn't think I was gonna hear tonight yeah, for 1,000, so, Alex.
But think about like,
trapdoor company.
I want to put trapdoors in every 7-Eleven because think if they get stuck up, shh, you're like,
wow. Okay,
how does that not exist?
You want to start Mr. Burnsing people.
And then if you have a trapdoor in your front house and somebody tries to steal your Amazon Prime box,
yeah, fuck that.
You can hook it up to your Ring doorbell and you can be like, yo. For $75, I'm not going to drop you in the container. It's a restocking fee, asshole. And then, in the 80s, right? Yeah. In the 80s, you would have an answering machine. When you got home, you would check your answering machine to see if anyone called. That was most exciting. You're telling me people wouldn't be as excited to check the trapdoor container?
What do I got today?
Yeah, if you had kids, you'd be like, she got to check it last time. It's not fair.
Wait, now what would be in the bottom of the trap door? Like, what sort of surprises?
Kid selling candy bars for his hockey team.
No, wait, I mean like the punishment.
Exactly.
I mean like sharks or fucking bears.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no. You're like fat kids trying to get you Kit Kats?
No, that would be the punishment because we've all been accosted by these assholes, right?
Well, I tried, I actually looked it up because I went, is that illegal? If you have a trapdoor on your front porch.
Your property.
And somebody steps into it.
Yeah.
Is that a homeowner's issue? Is it a...
That's a great question.
Is it illegal?
I asked
an
attorney.
You
have guns in the house. Why not a trap door?
Right. And then he said, you can't. I go, I don't want to hear I can't. I need to hear the ruling.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a grandfather clause. We're allowed to trap door people. You don't know. Maybe we're allowed to.
Yeah. Maybe in the famous Supreme Court case of King Arthur versus Camelot.
They
talked about the trap doors.
What if, you're not like shooting somebody gets a little weird, but what if you're allowed to pour hot lava on them?
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Like on your roof, you just dump it. What if that's totally cool?
I mean...
You can't, though. There's a thing called the booby trap law.
Are you serious?
It's a booby trap law. A guy in the 20s or 30s had mason jars of food, and he had a cabin, and he set it
Kevin
up...
Kevin McAllister?
Yeah. If you open up the door, he said it that a shotgun would go off, and it did, and now none of us can have booby traps.
That's bullshit.
One guy, bullshit, man.
Listen, if Trump wants a 100% approval rating tomorrow, he has to come out and be like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Everyone is free to home alone their houses. Everyone can do it.
Anything you sign, home alone, you can do.
It's the history of the world.
Yeah.
So... And think of the job creation.
Bacons, drop them down the staircase.
We're bringing back biker machines, okay? Throw them on the floor.
There's going to be so many jobs of people taking people out of the trapdoor containers. A whole new industry.
That's going to be a whole new industry.
So how that started was, we were talking about prepping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I asked Brad, I don't even know how we got into this, so I'm going to skip right to it. Okay. But it led into it. I'm not just being like an ass out of the thing. I said, we were talking about safe rooms and stuff if somebody comes in your house, and I was explaining to Brad, well, sometimes it's better, like, if you have a knife above your door, because if someone's coming in, it's gravity. You're dropping your hand with the knife more than having to pull a weapon. So I'm getting a little bit weird, right?
Yeah.
And then, so anyway, so I said, you know what you should do? If somebody breaks into your house, okay, all you got to do is get one of those huge teddy bears, like you get as a gift. And that is your safe room. He could unzip it, get into the teddy bear, and just go like that. And then the bad guy would walk around and go, there's nothing here. And like, that teddy bear's staring at me, yo. Like, it's... So then, I said, why don't you create safe rooms for, like, the teddy bear safe room? And somehow, with our ADD brain, that turned into me and him doing a spy movie where this is how we infiltrate. I deliver flowers, candy, and a teddy bear. But it's actually Brad's character in the teddy bear.
Yeah.
And that's how we get him past security all the time.
I mean, that's a pretty great pitch.
What, I forgot what...
What do you call it?
The bear necessities?
There was a bunch of names.
Holy shit.
Life on pause?
Wait, how long have you been
the bar identity?
Yeah.
How long have you been a prepper?
I should be a silent prepper. Because preppers who tell people about their stuff, I see. Because there's a lot of people, ex-vets, and a lot of military people, that when you say, oh, look what I bought, these food canisters, I got all these guns, and people talk about it. There's people that have been trained, millions of dollars have been spent on them to teach them to come and take that shit from you. Yeah. You know what I mean? So all my vet friends are like, you store it, and when we need it, I'm coming to get it. Like... So that's great. You keep it in that same thing. We're gonna get it. So I'm just
because like you've told me that you will like when you check into a hotel.
Oh yeah.
You like outfit your hotel room.
Yeah, I have a bug out bag because.
What's a bug out bag?
A bug out bag you should have in your car. You should have a bug out bag at home. And then if crap goes down, you got to decide if you're gonna bug in or leave. Because I have a lot of friends that have a lot. I got all these guns and I got all this ammo. And I'm like, okay, let's say you got to go to someone else's house. How are you going to transport all that? So you got to have those plans. So in my backpack, I have a tourniquet.
Okay.
I have blood clot earths. I have a ceramic ball that gets through security. It's bigger than a cue ball, but it's just, it's ceramic.
What does that do?
I can put it in a socket. If I gotta hit a window, it'll bust the window. I have these things called swap lockers. That might not be the technical name, but it'll wedge a door. Nobody's coming through the door. So you guys have that bullshit I'm sleeping sign. I have a swap blocker in mine. There's no way a door's being opened. Unless, and then what else do I have in there?
Shit.
A water thingy. I have a life straw.
What, in case you got to escape underwater or you got a straw to breathe under the thing? Like,
have you seen
Andy Dufresne
natural
style?
Disasters where people get stuck in hotels and then all the power goes out and there's no water? What about a hurricane? Ever hear one? Things
See,
happen.
Now I feel like I'm not prepared.
You're not.
You're not.
What do you have, Brad? What do you have right now that
now,
is considered?
He's got a bear costume.
I got a bear costume
and a leprechaun costume.
Yeah, leprechaun.
I'm good.
He's
I'm
got
good.
Costumes.
If some shit goes down on Christmas or St. Patty's Day, I'm fucking sick. No, you actually inspired me because you got me. Now I have one of these things on me. I don't have it on right now, but I always carry with me normally a tactical pen. Do you have your tactical pen on you? Yeah. There it is, motherfucker.
What the fuck is
right
that?
Right there. So that, he always has this on him. This is like, essentially a stabbing weapon that's legal.
Well, yeah, but it's more of a shank. So if I'm like this, it's just, because listen, you're not going to sit there. I'm not gonna make an ice sculpture to try to win the prize, right? So it's just enough just to get you out of just a little bit of trouble. And police officers, it's a pen. I'm a comic. I write. I don't have a weapon on me.
Wow.
It's a pen.
Your form was impressive, like you've done it before. Have you?
It's short. Yeah. It's short.
Yeah. Or for me, it's real fucking long.
So
I can stop people from when, after the show, they're like, oh no, it's a dwarf comedian. Let's pick him up for a photo. Not anymore, motherfuckers. Okay.
I got my tactical pen. I'll watch you bleed out and laugh. I'll laugh in your face. Yeah. The last thing you see is going to be my cackling head. Just, ha ha, shouldn't try to reenact your favorite scene from The Lion King, dick. Take out.
I almost had to use it, but I was walking, yeah. Right? I'm in Philly. Guys cross the street, right? It's no reason for it to cross the street, right? The guys just cross the street and they're walking towards me. And I'm okay. Like, little spider senses building up. And I'm like,
right.
Do I pull out the thing and I do that and then pee myself? Or do I pee first? And then, like, you know, I'm like, I've not OODA loop. I've not planned this whole process. Sure. So out of sheer fear, okay, I don't even know where this came. They got right about here. And I'm like, and I'm watching their hands. By the way, hands kill. You always watch the hands. Somebody's coming at you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. So, right?
You fellow prepper right there.
So they get right about here, and I go like this. You can't, if on the podcast, I touch my ear. I go, yeah. No, we're good. I literally go, we're good. And I put out my hand as if to say stop. I go, guys, I wouldn't be here right now. It's going to get crazy. And they were like, what's going on? I go, no, they're leaving. And then they just walked away from me.
Yeah, I can see why they did that.
Yeah.
You were the crazy homeless guy,
they're talking to me right now.
Yeah.
They sent spy satellites. Yeah,
just out of sheer fear. Look at this cop haircut. They're walking away from me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, 100%.
So you should have...
So when in doubt, carry a tactical pen or tactical pretend pen. You're on the wire.
Is that the... Yeah. Is that the only weapon? I feel like... You
it's
know,
improv,
like,
yes.
What's
it's
that?
Improv comedy is my only weapon.
No, but I mean, like, you know.
And then I went like this. You can't get to me. There's a wall. Yeah. And then I threw my pretend rope and started pulling myself away.
Now, did you have the tactical pen on you? And I'm sorry if you told this story a million times, but I love it so much. This is the Danny Bonaducci story.
Okay, your listeners probably don't even know who he is. There's a guy who was on the Partridge Family. I used to do morning radio with him in Detroit.
Yeah.
He had a talk show for a minute too, right?
Yeah. So we got
it's all
in
about
a
lifting.
Fight. We got in a fight on air, right? So it's called Adult AC or Soccer Mom music. So at the time, it's like Dishwalla. I am barely breathing.
Hey, how dare you deface Dishwalla on this podcast?
Was I out of my head? I out of my mind?
I'll fight you right now.
Then, how dare you make fun of Fastball?
Leanne Rhymes, How Do I Leap?
Okay,
she says,
okay.
How do I leap? She doesn't say, I listen to that song 10,000 times in a morning. She goes, How do I leap without you? I want you know. Like, she says leave. She doesn't say live. Anyway. Yeah,
that's that country spelling.
We're interviewing Janet Jackson, right?
You're interviewing Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Janet Jackson is on the phone. Okay. She's doing a phoner.
Okay.
She's asking, but she's the worst interviewer because she answers in one word question. So you ask her a question, it's either yes or no, right? So Danny messes up where she's performing. He grabs a producer. They start fighting. They're fighting. I see them disappear over the radio counter. Now I don't see them. Janet Jackson's still talking. So I go, so what do you like to eat here in Detroit? And then I go over, and now I'm trying to get them off the, you know, off of each other. Then I come back. This also explodes. It's also a thing I got. So I'm surprised the smoke screen didn't go off. So I like trying to pull, and then I'd have to roll my chair back over, and I literally asked her, what type of Pop-Tarts do you eat? Right?
Nice.
Well, what'd she say?
Yeah, well, I didn't know, because then I left. I left, and I pulled them off. And during that melee, I just got nailed in the back of the head. I just got, and I didn't get knocked out, but I went down on one knee, and I did one of those, no, I'm good. No, we're good. And then I went down another knee. Nah, I'm good. You can lay down for a second. That's all. You know what I mean? Like, you know? And then, so we do that. We finish the interview. We go. And then later that day, the girl I was dating at the time comes to my apartment and goes, hey, why'd you buy a VCR? And I go, I didn't buy a VCR. She goes, yeah, there's a VCR from Best Buy right there. And I go, hey, that's not mine. She goes, yeah, it is. And it's your signature on the credit card receipt. So I got a concussion. Yeah. I didn't remember leaving the station. I didn't remember buying the VCR. And this is in the mid-90s when people bought DVD players. So he actually hit me so hard, I went backwards in technology.
And thought you needed that.
Yeah, he almost knocked me back, and it was crazy.
John, why is there a Model T in the driveway?
Yeah, I'm like,
holy shit.
Yeah, I'm speaking with a weird accent. All right, then.
Wait, so Janet didn't answer the Pop-Tart question?
No,
because I would love. In a perfect world,
she said
I
she doesn't eat Pop-Tarts.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm burning all my Janet Jackson records right now.
It would be great if that was because you said that she gave one word answers. If that was the one question, she's like,
"Well, brown sugar's good, but I'm more of a strawberry bitch," you know. And then I take the crust. I always peel off the crust first because that's the grossest part. And then, yeah. Ever be a little kid and stay at someone's house and their parents give you Pop-Tart with butter on it? You're like, where are you? Like,
wait, what?
You can't even afford frosting? I'm never staying a night at this house again.
It's not even real frosting.
Frosting Pop-Tart? You guys are...
And like the
savages.
Yeah, and then like every now and then someone will bring out like the Pop Tart, but it's not a Pop Tart.
Oh yeah, it's like the off brand.
It's like, bread. Oh. It's bread with like fudge on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, no, this is just no. Get a real fucking Pop Tart.
Your mom's divorced. Yeah.
Instead of Rice Krispies, we have clam chowder.
So, we want to do something with you, John, because you are a doomsday prepper. So. We want to throw out some scenarios.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And you tell us, how do you get out of this scenario? Okay?
Oh, okay.
And we haven't thought of a name of this bit yet, so I'm going to just think of one right now. This is...
What not to do? I would go the opposite of whatever I say.
Yeah, this is John Heffron Escapes. Yeah. Cue the music, DJ.
Am I escaping in a...
I said
in
action a, movie. Yeah. He brought up like Viva Las Vegas. What
was that Viva?
Was that?
I thought that was from Smokey and the Bandit. I thought I had to get the Texarkana to bring back some clam chowder in 2 days. Eastbound 918 with the room.
Breaker breaker one down. We got a doomsday prepper on that Comedy Works stage.
Well, here we go. What's your plan?
Oh, this is Terminator 2. Yeah. All right.
In fuck the world. If you were on a Delta Airlines flight and the pilot hit on you on Grindr.
That's a doomsday situation. How do you get out of that, John Heffron?
First, if I was at that, I would be like, oh my God, go in flight actually works. I'd be like, oh my God, it only took me an hour and a half to send this one message. That's awesome. It literally was stuck mid-swipe the whole way. I'm like, oh, don't mess up and swipe right.
A 10.5 earthquake.
Well, I'm getting a divorce. My wife gets the house, so I'm living back in the Midwest, so who cares?
Break that house up. Fuck it.
All right.
There's a riot in your city.
Riot in my city. Okay. That's where my windows that have protection, they're level whatever, so you can't smash them.
Okay.
I put in the swap lock.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have paper maps because people rely on your digital. You rely on your phone and your nav. You got to have paper maps because there's a choke point in every city. Something goes out here, everybody's going to think to get onto the same road and get out. Look what happened to all the fires in California right next to me last week. Everybody was stuck on the 405. Yeah. That's why you have to have real maps with alternate ways. Yeah. And then I set up a big bungee thing to a tree and I pull myself back. And then I shoot myself.
I'm pretty sure I saw that in a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoon.
And I shoot. I take myself to a rocket, and then I light it, and then I go like that.
Oh, shit. What if the sky starts raining dwarves? It could happen. You don't know. Maybe the Bible was wrong. Maybe it wasn't frogs. Maybe it was midgets in green outfits. You don't know that shit.
I have a dwarf tarp. It's they sell it. It's the same company who makes that awning.
Yeah.
You got to stay up late, but it's usually right after the commercial with the bathtub with the door on it. They sell it right around there.
I know I'm getting too old because now I watch that commercial and go, a bathtub with a door? That's fucking awesome.
I have so many questions about that bathtub with the door on it.
Like what?
Okay, one... I sent away for the free VHS tape. That will explain to me
everything. That you watched
in your... Okay, so you're in there. Okay, and then how long does that take to fill?
Yeah.
Because that's a long time just to be staring and body shaming your own junk. Right? So then, okay, so now the water's up there, okay? Yeah. And on the podcast, I have my hand about at my
nipple height,
armpit. Yeah. And then you hit drain. How long does this process take?
Oh.
And do you have dirty bathtub rings on your body.
Yeah. Because you can't open the door too early. Then you're like, then you just go out with it.
Unless there's a spritz when you stand up and it spritzes.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't understand baths, so I never... You lay in the bath, and then you get up, and all your filth is now rearranged. And so now your foot filth is on your face. Like, it's just gerrymandering your filth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Heffron.
John Heffron.
You want to stay or you want to...
I'll stay.
Yeah. Go see him this week.
I got no place to go.
Yeah. Go see him this week at the Comedy Works Alternate City. And for those who are listening, the Comedy Works Alternate City. Yeah. And then for those that are listening outside of Denver, go to your website, go to your Twitter, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you just go to it. If you go, I have a brand new album out, so just go John Heffron on Pandora, Spotify, or
there it is.
John Heffron at Instagram. If you can follow me on Instagram, comedian John Heffron.
Yeah.
I've literally had meetings where they go, well, your Instagram's kind of weak. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a 20-year-old female comic. I can't show my ass constantly.
No,
I'm a 48-year-old, recently divorced, single. I got nothing to offer on Instagram. But being sad and lonely.
I don't know. Lonely pictures of you eating butter on Pop-Tarts would get a lot of likes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's going to be my new fetish. And only 82 of us are going to know why I'm doing that.
Oh, shit.
Follow John Heffron. Go see him live. And you'll not
regret
it. John Heffron. All right. Yeah, right there? Okay. All right, and now our next guest, he is from Denver. He has played on the Paralympic soccer team. He won Last Comic Standing. He's one of the best comics in the country, constantly touring, and he's the only guy that can also park in the blue space besides me. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Josh Blue, everybody. Josh Blue! Josh Blue!
What's up, buddy?
Good seeing you, Joshy.
Yeah!
Josh Blue!
What's up, guys? Thank you. John, you're fucking killing
it, man. Last Comic Standing was fake. It was rigged. Last Comic Standing was fake. It was rigged.
Oh, yeah. You guys have the Last Comic Standing connection.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, you were season what?
Four.
I was on.
John.
Yeah, I won it in 1972.
Great year for comedy.
Yeah. Now, so now we have this situation because we have two disabled people.
And
two able-bodied people. I think we lower the cage.
Oh shit, it's real.
That and do it.
Fuck.
And you know,
this is like some bad NyQuil dream I had.
Yeah.
Hey, no, wait. Just what I say, look at him, start talking to yourself. Start talking to yourself.
You can't.
Pull out your tactical pen.
Can't fight a CP guy.
No.
Like.
Well, not with that attitude.
No. You can't. You go high,
can
I go
up. I like fighting. I'm actually a prepper, too.
Yeah?
Buckle up, motherfuckers. I'm going grocery shopping at John's house.
Because, like, you don't even know what your right arm is doing. So how do you fight a guy that has no control over his right arm?
He stabs you, but it looks like he's Bob Rossing something.
I will paint your face with some blood.
Oh, shit.
I love this. Now, Josh, you live here in the wonderful Mile High City. Yes. Most comics choose either New York or L.A. Why have you chosen to stay here in Denver, Colorado?
Because this is a badass city, man.
I mean, and you were here before weed was legal.
Well, I'm the reason it's legal.
I believe it.
What do you think they have that blue bear and blue horse?
Oh, shit. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, so when you come out of the Denver airport, for those listening not from Denver, there is a blue demonic horse, a demonic blue horse that just stares at you with fire in its eyes. So if you're at all high, you get right back on the plane. You're like, fuck, no, I'm not doing this shit.
Welcome home, motherfucker. Welcome home.
Yeah.
Wait, Josh, how was Denver different before pot was legalized? Or was it that different?
Well, I've been treating it like it was legal for years.
You've never... So publicly you've been smoking outdoors and...
And inside, yeah. Pretty much... Those are the two places you can do it, man. I've covered them pretty good.
Now,
because do
you
people
try
ever...
underwater? I have a bathtub with the door on it. We can dunk yourself.
Oh, I do.
Underwater?
I'm in, bro.
Now, do people ever see you smoking weed? And maybe they.
All right, next question.
And
I did 11 minutes ago.
And maybe they don't know you have cerebral palsy, and they go, "Holy shit, what weed is that that's doing that shit to you?"
I want what you're having, bro.
You're like, yeah, an extra chromosome.
Yeah. I'm missing one.
Oh, missing chromosome. Sorry.
You would know.
Oh, shit! It's cripple on cripple crime!
Lower the cage!
That would be great if you were at a pot store, you walked out of the back room, and somebody's walking in,
yeah.
And they were just like, man, this Chupa Chups hit me, I haven't even taken it yet.
Wait, or maybe
strong is playing.
Or maybe Josh walks in and then Brad walks out.
Yeah.
Only one allowed in at a time.
Yeah. That has happened.
Oh, you're right, because Josh and I used to actually tour together.
We did.
Yeah.
When?
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What was the act?
I sold the cotton candy. He operated the Tilt-A-Whirl. But man, shit. I just love going places with Josh. Because people see midget and palsy walk and they're like, all right, this is a prank show. What the fuck? Yeah.
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
You get the fuck out of our way, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, I hope it's not contagious.
But Josh, what do you like to do when you get high? What's your go-to move?
Come do really dumb podcasts. Yeah.
All right. Touché.
Touche, salesman.
That's a good answer.
I appreciate that.
That's a normal answer. I asked the guy that at a show once. He was like, cocaine. I was like, all right, well, that's a different answer.
That guy likes
to party. Do you have one store that you get it at out here? Or like?
Oh, no, man.
People bring it to you?
I'm up for whatever, man. No, you know.
People can bring it to you after shows, yeah?
Actually, yeah, well, that's a problem I have. And, actually, I have a product. It's called Josh Blue's Dream, and it's
for real?
In stores. It's a sucker. It's in 40 stores now.
Holy shit!
Wait, so I can suck you off and get high?
For the people listening at home, Josh is undoing his pants.
That,
trying to.
I finally found something that doesn't exist on Pornhub.
Hey. I got a bucket list.
I could see the comments under that. Name?
Yeah.
They're
me and six
it.
Guys got it.
Yeah. Now
we're finally gonna make it, man.
Now Josh, you have not one, but two children.
To my knowledge, yeah.
So I you're like your father of two kids. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I fucking know. That shit's for real, bro.
Now,
Recently, you look really concerned about this news. Like, that guy's a dad?
Yeah, so like, is there anything that you can't do as a dad that some other fathers can do?
Love. That's the greatest answer I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've tried so hard.
Now, because see, that's funny. My wife and I are trying to have children, so do you have any advice to me as a disabled father what to expect?
Or a father.
Yeah. Well, are you trying to be a father?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Well, let me have a crack at it.
It's only fair, Brad.
I mean, it's very fair, and you know, my wife has already had sex with a dwarf. CP is not that big of a jump at this point. It won't be the weirdest thing she's had sex with.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Oh shit. Is it tough? Can you be higher on your kids when you're dead?
Yep.
Does it change the bedtime stories or the activities?
Daddy smells great.
Daddy, when do we get to eat the goldfish?
Josh is sitting in a car seat just throwing them in his mouth.
Missing because the arm is out of control.
You guys are pretty accurate on this.
I was wondering why you were so quiet. It's like, have you been spying on me?
Exactly. How do they know?
They hacked into my nanny cam. Brett, I know. I've just been sitting in your house in a bear suit, just gathering information.
We've got all the footage.
Yeah.
Like John Heffron sent me a bear. Yeah.
That's so fucked up because my son actually just got one of those bears.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
Oh, that's cute.
You're creeping me out. Yeah.
That's cute. You think it's a bear. That's my friend Henry. He's in there. He's doing it. That's how we're going to take over, everybody. That's how the dwarf uprising is going to happen.
It's going to rain midgets, right?
Nah, that's just if me and 10 friends go skydiving.
Well, I'm going to borrow John's tarp.
It's real.
You guys remember? From earlier?
For a weed guy, your short-term memory is fucking
it's
amazing.
Phenomenal. You should be the spokesman for weed and tarps.
Yeah.
Wait, Josh, do you believe in any of this doomsday stuff that John is prepping for?
Fuck yeah.
Like, what are you most concerned about?
Our president.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
He hasn't been on the news at all. Oh. I've never seen him.
No, it's okay. There's other reasons. John knows. Just a simple storm could fuck it up for a minute.
Have you been near any like actual natural disasters ever, like hurricanes or tornadoes or anything like that?
Pretty much everywhere I go, man.
We're both divorced, so we both went around that one.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
And the air got sucked out of the room.
The emotional tornado.
I mean, come on. What woman divorces a guy with cerebral palsy?
Or John Heffron.
Oh, shit.
It's like, she now has to go tell her friends, yeah, my ex-husband has cerebral palsy. Like, that's a fucked up thing that she's got, like, people have to judge her.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, brother.
I have a question, Josh, for you. Not talking about this, but after you went through your thing, because my thing is super current, did you have a eat, love, pray moment thing you did? Because we were trying to figure out the guy version.
Yeah, what's the, yeah.
We're like, fuck, sleep, fuck.
Eat, sleep. Like, as a newly single man, like, did you have some sort of,
yeah,
like, I'm
going to
go do this, I'm going to go wine tasting?
Or... I'm new into the world.
I discovered dating apps, and I fucking went with that.
Now,
which one in particular?
I'm 2 years too young for our time, that 50-year-old
one. You're on Grindr?
Yeah. You're on Grindr? I can see it.
The hands.
How much money do pilots make?
He just did a hand job with the CP arm. And if that sends me to hell, it was worth it.
Man, one day this podcast will be good enough to have video.
Yeah, people gotta support. Holy fuck.
Wait, right. So how is it being back in the dating scene? Do you enjoy it?
No, it was horrendous.
Yeah.
It was actually good for a while, and now I met a lady. I've been with her for 2.5 years.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey,
buddy.
Hell yeah.
Doing it. Now,
there actually are nice people out there, and it's crazy.
Where was your first date? Do you remember?
Couples counseling.
Was she the therapist?
That'd be great. You just walk in, everyone goes, rotate, and just go. Hey, how you doing? I guess I'm with you now.
Yeah,
listen.
Musical chairs.
Yeah. Just,
that's a business.
Yeah. It's like, listen.
Start that company.
It's like you're playing Uno and you just skip in reverse. Okay.
I would love to walk in and then sit next to Josh in that place so everyone's like, all right, I get to leave the palsy guy. Fuck, midget. Like, big bucks, no whammies. Whammy, fuck.
What's next, a mime?
Have you met John Heffron? He was miming earlier. That was a callback to his miming jokes earlier. You sons of bitches. Oh, my God. All right, Josh. We have a very exciting game to play.
I can only imagine, man.
Because, you know, I have something that's called achondroplasia. And what is the official name of cerebral palsy? Just cerebral palsy?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was.
Holy
like,
shit!
I didn't know.
I never want to forget that moment. That was so fucking real.
Let's say cerebral palsy was on Instagram. What would be their IG name?
If it were a cereal, would it just be palsy flakes, or what would it be?
Let's say it was in an AOL chat room. What would be
age, sex, location, disability?
We've been friends for a decade, man.
Yeah.
Seems like we should have already figured that out.
Holy shit.
I came up with a game that we are all going to play.
This fucking guy.
And it's called... This game is called, Is It a Disability or an Athlete's Name?
Oh. Wait, listen.
Is it a disability or athlete's name?
Disability or athlete's name?
I can't wait to play.
I am going to say something, and you are going to tell me if that is a actual disability.
Great.
Or a professional athlete's real name.
Okay.
And also, if you think it's a disability, you guess what the disability is.
Wow. All right.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. First, name or disability, cephalosia.
Disability.
What do you think cephalosia is?
It means that you have skin that's way too loose.
John, cephalosia.
Cephalosia.
Athlete's name or disability?
I'm going to say athlete. He was a winger for... Cephalosia over to Magadaria. Infinite score. Cephalosia. He played for an IHL team.
IHL.
In 92 hockey.
Okay, hockey probably. Adam.
I think.
Don't bother. I already won, man.
I think cephalosia is it's that thing when you're like born without a taint.
The correct answer is Cephalosia is a forward for the Utah Jazz. Everybody. Oh,
wow.
And
he was born without a taint.
He was born without a taint.
Yeah. And it's amazing he still plays.
And he hates his song Tainted Love.
What does he have?
Giantitis, because he's in the NBA. Oh, yeah. All right. Next one. In cephalophy. I'm not saying that right. There's no...
He's going to be offended.
Oh, all right. Let's do a different one. Pika.
What'd you call me?
Pika.
That felt anti-Semitic.
P-I-P-I-C-A. Pika. Or Pisa? Pika.
Pika?
Pika. Okay. Pika. Let's go with Pika. Adam, go well, back to you.
I want an audience member to play this round for me. So,
Pika.
Sir, the wine delivery service guy, what do you think?
Good answer.
Holy shit,
he has it.
He has it. You have Pika.
Dude, it's amazing you're here today to talk about it. Wait, say that I want to hear what you would think, what sort of disease it is.
Yeah, pica, athlete or disease or disability.
Disease where you can't walk but 5 steps every day.
That's just called alcohol. Yeah.
That's called Zima.
John Heffron.
Pica.
Pica, is that an athlete or a disability?
I'm gonna say it's a disability.
Okay.
And it's the it's people who are afraid to pop wheelies.
That makes complete sense to me. Josh,
that was scary.
Pica.
I think that's a Brazilian soccer player.
Okay. The answer. Pica is a disability. It is the uncontrollable urge to eat inedible things, such as cardboard, sand, lint, or feces.
Oh, fuck, I have that.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Wait, so there's... Wow, so that's a real...
Yeah.
What was it? Cardboard and shit. Like, there's... How do you...
It's got quite the range.
Now, would you eat those together or separately?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's how you make a shit sandwich.
That's a really poor.
Fuck, that would have been funny if I didn't stutter.
By the way, that is the poorest of Pop Tarts. A little shit on a piece of cardboard. All right, next one.
All right.
Damn.
Hydrocephalopathy.
So confused. Why?
Hydrocephalopathy. Is that a disease or an athlete? Hydrocephalopathy.
Josh?
It's a disease.
What do you think it is?
It's when you come up with really dumb games. In front of an audience.
That might be true. That might actually be true.
Put a pin in that.
John Heffron. Hydrocephalopathy.
Hydrocephalopathy.
It's no
a disease, and it's the inability to say words like jewelry. jewelry. Compartmentalized.
Adam Ray.
I can't say words. Jewelry.
Hydrocephalopathy.
It's that thing that guys have when they think the stripper actually likes them. I just need 60 more bucks, man.
Yeah, man.
I know her favorite color.
The ATM is a $6 service fee. Yeah, you can spend $20 on a half a rat song, you dumbass. Yeah.
Hydrocephalopathy.
Yeah.
Is a disability. It is the shrinking of the head.
Oh.
You clearly don't have that.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, I had it, and then I beat it, okay? Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming to the Live About Last Night podcast at Comedy Works. A round of applause for our guests, Josh Blue and John Heffron. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you very much, Denver. Go Broncos. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen. About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.